All right, race fans. If the levee does break, you know what we do? We call on our superheroes from Dirt World, Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid.
Well, good evening, Jack. I don't know about superheroes, I'll tell you. We certainly don't want the levee to break. Good evening, everyone, with Billy the Kid Osborne. My name is Joe Dirt. Certainly glad to be back with you after taking a week off last Wednesday night due to Tropical Storm Faye, who just pounded us here in Volusia County, as well as other parts of Central Florida. 20 inches of rain. Now, the levee could possibly break for our good friends on the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm, or now upgraded Hurricane Gustav, now taking aim at perhaps Louisiana. So our thoughts certainly with all of everybody in Louisiana, Billy.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, like we said last week, we got around 20 inches of rain, and we hated to miss the show last week because we were on such a great roll. And last Wednesday night, we had Tim McCready set up to join us from Bulls Gap, which was a live deal for the War of Outlaws, where he ended up finishing second. But I will tell you, tonight he will be on the radio with us here at 7:45. We'll have Tim McCready, which was a, you know, he said, I'd be happy, more than happy to. But speaking of the levee break, man, this weekend the levee could break at Volusia Speedway Park.
Yeah, man. The first ever Labor Day late model shootout. Now, we're anticipating perhaps 30, 35 laps, but what we do know is $3,000 will go home to the winner on this Labor Day event. Be the first time for us racing on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, usually Frankie Lloyd at Brunswick runs a Labor Day show, and that's why we didn't really have anything. And a couple weeks ago we were looking and saw there's no late model race anywhere. Late models weren't running at all. So actually it will be 30 laps, 3,000 to the winner. We will run 10-lap heat races after when they draw at the gate. We will not do qualifying. We'll run 10-lap heat races instead of field. We'll run some B-mains if we need to, but probably start, I don't know, somewhere between 26 and 30 cars at the most.
Really looking forward to that, folks. We want you to be a part of the program here tonight, and it's simple the way you can do that. Just email us at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. Once again, that's dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. We've got the email page up. We refresh it every few moments, and if you have a question for perhaps the 2006 World of Outlaws late model champion, Tim McCready out of Watertown, New York, or, of course, Newport, Tennessee's Jimmy Owen, driver of that Scott Blomqvist prepared number 20, the Cornette-powered race car, of course, out of Tennessee. We'll talk to Jimmy Owens as well. So great opportunity for you guys to perhaps ask those questions that maybe we don't think of, or maybe we just don't have the you-know-what to ask them. We want you to do it. You can do it by email at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com.
You know, it's almost like the email's not working.
I mean, man.
The first week it was a big hit. You don't really get any emails that people even know that we're being acknowledged. I mean, maybe we're just me, you, and Jax having a conversation here.
That's
you know,
all right.
But you know, talking to the show, you're exactly right. We will have Jimmy Owens about 8:15 or 8:10 around that nature. And man, what a week he had! He picked up a big win last Saturday, and he won last Wednesday night at the Bulls Gap, where McCready finished second. But don't forget, we want the local racers. This show is not only about what's going on around the world. You have to understand, we want you guys to be involved in it as well. So we want this driver profile deal. We want it done. I want them emailed to us if we could get them. And we'll get going on this. I mean, it's not a competition, as I said today. It's not a competition. We want to do this to help support the local drivers, support their sponsors, support their fans, and talk about some of them, you know, some of the things that they've done along the way here.
And we call it the Dirt World Driver Spotlight.
That's
simply put, just like you said, Billy, drivers, fans, crew members, sponsors have an opportunity. Email us perhaps a driver that you'd like us to highlight, and it's a great way for us to talk about that driver, some of that driver's accomplishments. Of course, be able to perhaps have him on the program via telephone or Internet. So it's a great opportunity for the drivers, sponsors, and what have you. So we certainly hope everybody can get involved in that tonight.
Right. I mean, I think that's going to be a huge thing once we get going. And like I said, I mean, if 100 of them email it to us, now I'm going to tell you, if it's an asphalt racer, don't send it. This is about Dirt World.
Simply put, don't send it.
But the whole deal is, if we get 400 drivers, if we get 2,000 drivers, we will cover every one of them. If we got to do 2-3 a week, it doesn't matter. That's what we'll do. We want to do this for you guys. And pretty soon, probably starting next month, we will start having some of the local drivers on with us. We'll probably go around, like we said, pick the different tracks and talk about what's coming up and what's going on and what's happening in the world of dirt racing.
Absolutely. Take a moment to talk about Volusia Speedway Park. You already mentioned, of course, the first ever Labor Day late model shootout. That's on Saturday night with all five supporting divisions, including the Budweiser Modifieds, the Taylor Racing Product Sportsman Division. We'll have the Street Stocks back in action with the RBC Bank Mini Stocks as well as the Aerotech Aluminum Four Cylinders. So it's six full divisions on Saturday night, but 20 inches of rain, perhaps even more than that, in northwest Volusia County, out there on State Road 40 where the old lady sits. Billy, talk about the track as the condition as far as you know right now and what needs to take place to prepare this whole thing.
I think everything that's going on right now with as much sun as we've had over the last few days, and people got to understand, too, as Gusto or whatever his name is, I just call him Hurricane down in the Gulf, as he starts getting closer, he'll pull some of the moisture from us.
That's what they're saying.
Which, I mean, the rain chances on Saturday are 30%. I mean, this is a huge thing that we added. We do have six divisions. We will not get trapped into the same thing we got trapped in during the Thompson Memorial. We will make this a show. We will get out of there at a decent hour. But we want to put it on. We want to give these guys an opportunity to come back and race when there's nothing else going on. I think, not getting away from the subject of the racetrack, I think, will be perfectly fine. We will have open practice Friday night. I'm going to go there since there's no race on Ocala this week. I'm going to go Friday afternoon and spend the afternoon and try to help get everything cleaned up. And, you know, they were pretty much doing it today. I mean, I know Eric and the guys were out there working today. And the biggest key was to get some of the moisture out of the infield. And at last heard, most of it was all gone. And the key is to make sure that everybody has a decent place to park. We don't want to park one guy in the mud and the rest of them, the other guy's not. You know what I mean? We want to make it equal to everybody. And I think the track will be perfect. I think we've got a handle on it now. And, you know, depending on how much moisture is inside of it, how they're going to prepare it. But we'll know a lot on Friday night.
Some preliminary drivers, here in the southeastern United States that are scheduled to show up. Ivan Lloyd, Sean Smith. Who else, Billy, have you talked to?
I talked to Johnny Collins, Brandon Cameron. Of course, Richard Ferry will be here. I'm sure Josh Peacock, who is one of the latest winners here, David Clegg, Lawton Minshew. Most of your local guys, Rob Underwood, Mike Warren, Shane Williams.
Mike Eubanks.
Yeah, both the Nosbicks are supposed to be coming. I did talk to I didn't talk straight to Ivan and Lloyd, but I talked to somebody who spoke to him and said he was bringing he's coming and bringing a guy out of Savannah's car. But, you know, I don't know. I'm going to try to call Dent tomorrow because I saw that the Southern All-Stars East have added two shows this weekend. So, man, it'd be nice to see Dent there on Saturday, and we hadn't seen him in a little bit. He's been traveling around a lot. It'd be good to see him. But, you know, I know one of the guys that's probably not coming is Mark Whitener. Terry Rye is in Las Vegas, and Mark told me they probably wouldn't bring the car without him. But, you know, most of the local guys, we should probably see on the average, we should probably see somewhere around the 30 to 40 mark of late models. Anything over that is bonus. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd like to have the 60 that we had for the Thompson race, but we'll take what we get.
Johnny Collins, perhaps?
Johnny Collins is coming. I talked to him last night. He called me and said that him and Brandon Cameron were coming, so I'm sure that Chuck Chitty's probably coming with them. You know, stuff like that.
You get Bo Allen show up, maybe.
You'll get them guys. I mean, we won't get the Scott Thompson car because Patrick Williams will be racing in Swainsboro for the 10,000 to win for the Harrell 100.
It's hobby stock.
He's the
last defending champion.
Yeah, so they're going. Him and the Durdens are all going up there, and they're going to leave on Friday. So we'll miss the Thompson car, which had a huge run at the Thompson Memorial. But with no late models racing, I'm sure that most everybody's going to try to make it over this way this weekend.
Grandstand's open at 5 o'clock. Racing begins at 7:30 in Volusia Speedway Park, nestled in the on the edge of the Ocala National Forest on State Road 40, just 15 miles west of I-95. On State Road 40, you're only 5 miles east of State Road 17 on State Road 40 right there in Barberville. So easy to get to. We're just kind of out of the way a little bit.
Got nothing to do Labor Day weekend. Come on out.
That's
Saturday
right.
Night. It's going to be a good deal.
Labor Day weekend. I know this is asphalt, but maybe one day we'll see some dirt drag racing, I don't know, but U.S. Nationals. Just want to take a moment, Billy. I know how passionate you are about the NHRA, and I just want to touch on that. Folks, the Big Butt Shootout this weekend. What will we see, and again, I don't want to spend too much time, but if you'll allow this, it is straight racing. What will we see different with the U.S. Nationals this year?
Can't we talk about this on Monday?
All right.
This is Dirt World, man. They don't race drag racing on dirt. You know what I mean? Unless they make it to the sand pit. I mean,
so you're really going to hold us to that.
Don't get all subject here.
All right, I was just seeing where your boundaries were.
Well, you know what boundaries.
Now I know. Yeah. Well, maybe I could talk to
the
Jack.
The Big Butt Shootout is huge, and Ashley Force is the number one seed. And
there you go.
That'll be something to see on Monday for the final. The U.S. Nationals is always something, and it's something I really wouldn't mind doing. But, you know.
Back on topic, open wheel fans. I know we talk a lot about the late models. Of course, we've had our share of World of Outlaws sprint car drivers on board. But sprint car fans, finally your chance is here. Here in Central Florida, it's the Central Florida Sprint Car Challenge. Now, Ocala Speedway has been out of action for 2 weeks now. They've got one more week off. They will be back in action. They will host the first night of the Central Florida Sprint Car Challenge. And then, of course, those sprint cars will roll over to Volusia Speedway Park for this, of course, a big weekend show racing at both Ocala and Volusia. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, two big weekends, like we said, this weekend at Volusia, and then the following weekend, the Friday-Saturday deal with the Central Florida Sprint Car Series, or Central Florida Sprint Car Challenge. I caught myself doing it, but I think it's going to be good Friday night, not only Friday night, but I think Saturday night would be good, too. You should see, or you could see, two different winners, and with the small track on Friday and the big track on Saturday, it may be a little different story. I mean, we're not really and truly, we don't know how many we're expecting right now. I did get a call from a guy in Tampa with the name of Beagle. He gave me a call about something. I got to call him back, but I'm sure they're going to have probably close to 24 to 30 of them. Last time we had the sprint cars at Volusia, we had 30 sprint cars or whatever it was. That was a good show, so.
Looking forward to that. Billy, do you bring any T-shirts along tonight?
I got T-shirts, yes.
You got some Ocala Speedway T-shirts. Still have some Redneck Racing product, Country Boy Rubs.
We got Country Boy Rub. We got Ocala Speedway T-shirts. We got whatever. We got Volusia Speedway Park T-shirts.
And we will gladly send that right in the mail to your address.
That or pick it up from us. Just come to us.
Either way.
Go from there.
Like you say, either way.
Either way.
What I want to do right now then, Billy, if you'll allow it, our first emailer, if they will chime in right now at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com, your choice, of course, or of the Country Boy Rubs, which is great for chicken, pork, and beef, or, of course, a Ocala Speedway T-shirt. All I want you to do is email me, make sure that this thing
your
works.
Your choice. Ocala Speedway T-shirt, Volusia Speedway Park T-shirt,
yep.
Or Country Boy Rubs.
Whatever you want to do, folks, we've got one of three items for you, and all I'm asking simply, email us right now.
You can just email us and tell us that you hate us. We don't care. We'll still give you something.
Tell us to shut up. Dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. So let's see.
You know, Joe, we was talking about what's coming the next couple of weeks, and there's a lot of big things happening in the next couple of months in dirt racing. And not only dirt racing around here, but, you know, in the whole South. The first weekend, the weekend we're running the sprint cars, the World 100 will be taking place at Eldora. Man, how huge is that going
to
be?
That's a big one. And, of course, you know, you talk about Eldora. We'll talk to Jimmy Owens tonight, winner of the 2007 World 100, one of the biggest ones of his career. And, of course, all of the modified wins, all of the late model wins. But, you know, just talking to Jimmy in, you know, previously different interviews, that one ranks right up there with him, man. And, you know, his goal is simple. Win every race he enters.
You know, everybody's talking about this McCready winning the topless and how it's one of his biggest wins of his career. I really don't want to be the bad guy here, but I beg to differ, man. I can remember a chilly night at Volusia Speedway Park during Dirt Car Nationals when McCready was on fire and he won two or three in a row and he won his first ever World of Outlaw late model race. And when he got out of the car, it was like he just won his first race ever.
Yeah.
And he won previous in that week.
And the UMP ranks.
Right, but you figured like on Monday or Tuesday, he picks up his first win in a late model ever.
Yep.
And then that end of that week, he picks up his first ever World of Outlaw late model feature, and I think that's the year he goes on to win the championship.
2006, it absolutely was.
But when he gets out the car, I mean, everybody recognized this guy as a big block.
Yeah.
As a big block driver.
That's
you got
right.
Him and he and his
14
dad.
14 years he's been racing,
yeah,
you know, believe it or not.
You got him and his dad, and everybody recognized him at this. And when he got into this rank, everybody's like, what's this kid going to do in a late model?
Yeah.
Hey,
part
man, hey, you talking about shut up.
Yeah,
sit down, buddy.
Right. Watch this.
You know, but to be honest, I mean, I understand the Batesville race is a huge race for him, the topless race, but, you know, I
think money-wise, you know, if you look at the complete...
Oh, yeah, 40,000.
Yeah, that's up there. He's winning 10 at Volusia.
Right.
Of course, the 2006 championship, no matter, you know, who knows what that paid. I mean, that was well over 40. Nonetheless, I mean, as far as the payout, that certainly had to rank up there.
You guys call him T-Mac. I call him Leadfoot.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go with that. I mean, his dad, because his dad's name was Barefoot, I called him Leadfoot.
Yeah. I remember you tried to coin that.
He tried to coin it. He just turned me down.
You know, and we'll talk to Timmy here very, very soon, as a matter of fact, as we are drawing near. Jack, if you want to go ahead and get him on the line, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will go ahead and go to our first break, and when I come back, I want to see an email. At dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. That's all I want.
dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. You know, I'll go to my truck and on my laptop. And
maybe it's this Mac. I don't know what. So when we come back, Tim McCready out of Watertown, New York.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Armed with your trusty marker, you do the impossible. Make an incredibly dirty place even dirtier.
Scribble it down now.
Your jokes make us pee our pants. Lucky for us, they're down around our ankles.
Yeah!
You answer our most vexing question. Whatever happened to the man from Nantucket?
Oh, that's a good one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh ruler of the rhyme. Because when we're looking for a good time, we call you.
Oh, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Rider.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
Welcome back to this edition of Dirt World, Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid. Take it away, Joe.
Thank you, Jack. And once again, welcome back to Dirt World, our installment for August 27th, 2008. With BTK, I am J.B. That's Joe Dirt. And with us on the line right now, the young man out of Watertown, New York, and currently at his shop. Of course, that's the Sweeteners Plus shop. Driver of the number 39 and the 2006 World of Outlaws Late Models Champion, 2006 Chili Bowl Champion. I could go on and on. Joining us on the line right now, Tim McCready. Tim, thank you for spending some time with us tonight, buddy.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Really a pleasure to have you on. And last week, of course, we had you scheduled for last Wednesday. Torrential rains with Tropical Storm Faye moving through Central Florida flooded the old racetrack out there. We just didn't feel it was necessary to do the program, but at the end of the night, we're certainly glad you're with us. Tim, you know, what can we say here? Your career just continues to develop in such a positive manner. I got to be honest, personally, a couple of years ago when you wrapped up that championship and you decided to go to the Richard Childress development deal, I was disappointed. So you can imagine how happy I am that you're back on the dirt. But understanding what you got to do in your career, talk about that whole experience, man.
Well, it was a good experience. It's just, I really firm believer that you get what you put in, and I think you build things off a resume, and it's just like the American dream. No matter what you're doing in business, racing, or any type of thing, you're supposed to be able to put out what you got and get hired because of that. And unfortunately, I think the higher ends of racing lately have taken a turn for the worse. It's more of how much have you got behind you, more of what have you got, you know, in your soul or in your abilities to do the job, and that's just the way it is. I can't sit here and complain. I had a good shot with Richard. It's not over with all the way through, but it hasn't worked out the way I'd like it, and, you know, I'm a competitor, and I want to win, but I also want to be able to play the game, and then if you can't get out there and show what you got, how can you get further and get up the ladder? So I'm back doing what I know how to do, where you get somewheres off of winning and off of talent and off of working hard, and if that constitutes another chance to do something a little bit bigger, hopefully the next time they'll have a little more faith and a little more patience. And I know I can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, being able to have the tools. If you can't get access to the tools, it's hard to ever do a job.
Boy, that is so true. And, of course, you were looked at simply because of your accomplishments and what you were able to achieve before you went to that development program. Tim, in your experience with the whole situation there, how much of this is really age-generated? Do they really look at drivers that are perhaps even younger than you and feel that there's a little more of a future there?
Well, I mean, I think there's a – it's hard to say. I mean, I don't want to sound like sour grapes, but I think a lot of the younger ideas, what they come up with, it's a lot easier to pay somebody a small contract of money when they're 18, because most parents, if they can get their kids signed for a – a development deal at $30,000-$40,000 a year base salary, they're going to be happy parents, because most kids at 18 ain't going to make that kind of money. So a guy like me or Steve Kinzer or somebody along that type of Scott Blomquist, you know, Shannon Babb, whoever, we kind of demand a little bit more capital for a base salary. So I think it's just a natural trend of a cup team or a smaller team or whatever to assign a kid really young. And if he makes out, everybody's happy. If he makes millions, the team makes millions, the next thing you know, everybody's happy. If you sign that kid at, say, $400,000 or $500,000 a year base salary, and he don't work out, even though he's so talented and he's won all these races, then maybe you need to look at your race team. Right now, they can do this deal with these younger kids, and if things don't work out well, he's a young kid with no experience. We need cup experience, or we need a NASCAR guy in our car. I just think it's a real safe haven, and that's fine. That's what it is, but I don't think Richard looked at age when he looked at me. I think he looked at wins, and I think he looked at talent, and unfortunately, sometimes the way the thing's been built up by the higher ends of the media and the corporate deal, the television exposure, maybe that's not what everybody else's sponsor-wise is looking for at the time. I really don't know. I just know one thing. I go out and give it 110 or 120 or whatever your percentage you want to put on it. That's as hard as I can do it, and hopefully things fall into place after that.
Well, you know, speaking of falling into place, you're back in the dirt car where you seem to be the most comfortable. A lot of people don't understand that you've been racing for around 14 years or so, and not only, I mean, they don't realize that this late model is not the first dirt car you drove. You know, you raced a big block, you've been successful in that, and when you went to the late model ranks, a lot of people I know were set back going, man, look at this kid, and they were just, you know, my question to you, and this is what I'm leading up to, with all the background experience you have, it can't make you upset to realize that you're just going to fall back to it and like you never missed a beat.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I think I've run a couple of pavement races this year that are smaller scale that we've been successful. I run second a couple of times with some pavement modified stuff, and it's a blast. But it's all just dirt racing is all about having support, just like the upper ends of racing. And if you get an owner that wants to support you, and he's putting his neck out on the line when it comes to sponsoring the car or owning the car or whatnot, he don't give up on you in five or six races. And that's the biggest issue down there. There's a lot more pressure to perform because it's not a team that's spending $200,000-$300,000 anymore. It's a team that's spending millions and millions of dollars in a corporate board that's going to sit back and say, man, you know, why are we wasting our money with X amount of millions of dollars when we can put it towards just straight advertising on who knows what TV show on a Saturday night, you know? So there's probably a little bit of ratchet up pressure, but I am very comfortable doing what I do in dirt racing. But I'm fortunate that I got an owner in Carl Myers and Ann Myers that, you know, they just don't give up if things go bad for three or four races. They know we got to put the time in and get better.
Right. You know, people are talking about this. I know it's been 2 weeks ago, and they're talking about the Topless 100 at Baseball Arkansas. You know, I know that everybody's going to talk about it, maybe your biggest win, but, man, I tell you what, it's hard to get over that Chili Bowl win, too, now. Come on.
Oh, I hear you. It's probably my biggest late model win because there's been a knock on our whole team at Sweet News that there's been a knock on me personally as far as, oh, you know, I'm really good on heavy tracks with a huge cushion and things like that. I just think, I said it today, a guy was at the shop today and we got to talking. Late model cars right now, the way I remember the modifieds when I grew up in the mid-'80s, there's so many things you can do to these cars where the modifieds are kind of everybody's in the same chassis with the same setups, and it's more like an IROC race up there. So there's just so much stuff you can do to a late model right now. You can't learn it all in 3 years. So, I mean, I just think we're at the process of our team where we've tested a bunch and redesigned some things in our rocket car, and next thing you know, we're competitive and in the shadow winning these big races now.
Right. You know, there was a thing at the beginning of the year where you were going to race a little bit with Francis with the 39 Valvoline car for Francis. Is that still going down, or?
No, it was more of, and I really appreciate Steve for doing what he did. He didn't have to give me a chance to run any races at all, and at the time, I thought that we were going to race the Busch stuff for 20-plus races. That was the plan, and everything was going in that direction, and my owner, Carl, was going to kind of pull back his late-model stuff to a one-car team because he didn't feel good just sitting on the sidelines all last year and me not never telling him when we could race. The biggest problem was I didn't know when I was going to race the pavement stuff. It was always last minute and always was about a week and a half. They'd say, okay, you're going to go to Memphis or you're going to go to ORP or whatever it was. And so he felt bad, and Steve came on board and said, hey, I got my own equipment. I'd like to see you run. I know you're a good friend of mine. I like how you drive, and you're going to keep some of my sponsors happy and my manufacturers. And And that's kind of how it all went about. And then as things changed this year at Sweeteners and we started getting back into it, I told him, well, you know, my owner's not too keen on me driving your car in some of these bigger shows. And Steve was a gentleman. He's like, hey, this was always a, you know, a one-shot deal, a four- or five-race deal. And if it worked out for both of us, it was great. If it wasn't going to work out for both of us, then we'd pull back. And that's kind of what we've done. So, but I appreciate him doing what he did because I know for me to be in his equipment, it takes money out of his pocket one way or another.
Right. I just wasn't for sure, and I know that you guys had some stuff scheduled up, and I know the World 100 was supposed to be one of the races, wasn't it, coming up in a couple weeks? But it's glad to see you back in the Sweeteners Plus car, man, and I'm sure that Steve understands. But you feel you are the most comfortable when you're in that car and the people that are around you. You know, people don't understand, but we've seen it. I mean, we've spent some time together. We do the show on Monday. You were actually in studio with us, and just from talking, I mean, you're comfortable with the people that you're around.
Most definitely.
You know.
Yeah, it's really easy to fall into a comfort zone with everybody. I mean, it's just that's what's so good about what we do on dirt racing. The smaller end of guys, and it's not trying to learn, you know, 100 people's names. I'm learning 3 names, and then I get to know them and grow up with them. And
Coco,
it always makes it easy to race with them. That's for sure.
Folks, we're talking to the 2008 Topless 100 winner, and he is checking in with us tonight. Of course, Tim McCready on the line with us here on Dirt World. And if you've got a question for Tim, I'm sure we've got just a couple of more minutes before he gets back to thrashing on that entry. But email us, folks, at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. Once again, simple, dirtworldshow@yahoo.com if you've got a question for Tim.
You know, Tim, when we were talking a few months ago on the phone, you were saying that you might get back into the big block a little bit. Is that still, you still running some big block shows, or yes or no, or?
Right now, we haven't really run any. We're talking about Syracuse a little bit, and as of right now, it doesn't make a lot of sense because we can't. I guess I don't know if I'm being selfish or what it is, but I want to put this program together right. I don't want to just be there for the fact that I've done it before, and I, right now the program's been tailored towards the Syracuse cars, and I don't really have any. And I've talked to other teams, but here you go again with the same ideas. These owners, you know. God love them that they support us, but boy, they're awful. They want to keep you in their stuff. You know, they don't want to let you just stray away and do other things. So I had to weigh a lot of things. Like, yeah, was it great that I could drive for another owner at Syracuse? But what's it going to do to my total program? Because, you know, one race against 50 and making a lot of money in my entire salary, sometimes you got to just, you know, step back. And I think I'm going to step back from Syracuse and not do it. I guess some other things that are happening, you know, there's a midget race out in Granite City that I've looked at. Maybe I'll go out and run that because it's the same weekend for 15 grand to win or something. I'm interested. I like running everything. Like I said, I got to run a pavement modified a couple times this year, and hopefully we can do some pavement midget racing at the end of the year around, you know, Thanksgiving time. And I just like running the race cars, and it's cool that owners let me do that, and Carl lets me do that with other things because it don't interfere with his program.
Tim, you talk about Carl and Ann and their commitment to you and just what a great relationship that has been over the years. I mean, they've really just taken to you, and the relationship has grown into something so strong. Nonetheless, sponsorship always very important. I noticed on your website you guys are looking for perhaps some sponsorship for 2009. Is that just something that's always up there? You're always entertaining that, or is that perhaps something that Carl and Ann would, you know, just want to kind of add some more sponsorship to this race car?
Yeah, it's a little bit of combination. I mean, there's other things I've looked at. I've really, since the deal with the Down South didn't really work out the way I would like it, I've kind of looked at a lot of the numbers, and I mean, if I just can't believe that you can't do things on your own anymore if you work hard enough. And I'm not saying you're going to go down there and beat a Hendricks or beat a Richard Childress, but, boy, I would think top 15 or top 10 in a Busch car, if you've got the equipment right and you put the right people in place and you get the sponsorship, I don't see how you couldn't do it on your own, because there's still people out there that want to work hard to do this. There's people out there that don't want to have Hendrick come and take their motor out of their car for them because they're on a lease deal. They don't, you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah.
And that's kind of what that sponsorship deal is more around about, is if we could kind of, you know, get some deals together and Carl would come on board and maybe look at doing a few Busch races, maybe 5, 6, 7 Busch races with some testing and do it right. And I've talked to enough people in the know as far as the industry. It can be done. It's just, you know, nobody can have their hands out. You can't have guys that want to get paid $100,000 to go run 8 races as far as crew members. You got to put a core of people together, kind of like what the 11 team did this year. They've had some success with the guys running them cars, and it's because they got 11 guys that want to win. It's not the 11 guys are getting paid $200,000 a year. So, I mean, we've looked at it. That's kind of what that sponsorship deal is all about.
Okay, good. And of course, talking about Sweeteners Plus, are they still helping out old Vic from up there in New York?
Oh, yeah, Vic's still on board. Vic's definitely, he's their son, so he's going to be, you know, he's their heart and soul, and he definitely runs the shop, and he's made the jump to late models full-time, and
yeah. He's
had his ups and downs, but he's done, and he's a competitor, so he don't realize how hard it is to do what he's done and jump on that Outlaw Tour and to make races and get some top tens and a couple of top fives. He's done a lot better than he thinks he has,
yeah. But
also that's what's going to drive him to get better down the road. But he's doing great, just like he always is.
And that's the guy, boy, you see him at Volusia. This is, you know, an opportunity. We get to see him at Charlotte, and then, of course, Volusia in February. Old Vic, he can get that thing done. But you upstate New Yorkers, I mean, Billy Decker, Tim Fuller, Vic Coffey, yourself, you guys have really made quite a mark in short track motorsports, and you guys really got to be happy with that. We got to come up with a nickname for you guys up there.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, I think, believe it or not, everybody you've mentioned has learned from my dad and guys like my dad and Jack Johnson, and those guys are the ones that learned it. It's just like anything, and maybe it's a pipe dream, but we've all firmly believed that it's never going to be that bad forever, and if you just will your way and you beat it and you work hard and you keep working, things are going to turn, because, I mean, we've all got talent. Everybody's talented at what they do, and if there's a select few that want to go, I think, the extra mile, and dirt racing really shows that. The guys like Blomqvist and Dale McDowell, and, you know, the guys you see, they're going the extra mile and doing the things that you never see, whether it's testing or redesigning things or whatever it is, and I believe that that's what it takes to win, and I learned from it that.
And speaking of that, I'm sorry, Billy, before, we would be remiss if we didn't ask how Barefoot's doing. How is the old man?
That's what I was going to
ask. He's doing real good. It's been 2 years since he's been in that motorcycle accident. He's still hurt. I mean, he's never going to heal up, and he's probably not going to race ever again. But he's got a guy that he goes to the races with for some modified races here at Agnes up north, and he's helped him a bunch, and we've talked. I might run a small block race up in Drummond, Quebec here in a few weeks in September. There's some things that are on the horizon, and if we ever do the late model deal or ever do the pavement deal, he's going to be full force right behind it, because he's been down that road with all that pavement stuff, and he's been around the block, and the guys that are down there in higher up positions are guys that were looking for him for advice 20 years ago. So it's kind of neat to know that I got a guy with that knowledge that I can lean on, because I've been leaning on him for 20 years of my, well, 30 years of my life, and, you know, like you say, 12 years of racing. So it's pretty cool. Him and my mother, I'd never trade it for anything.
What was cool was winning that World of Outlaws championship. They were crowning you at Volusia Speedway Park, and you got on the phone to Dad, and, man, it was just so exciting to be part of that victory lane celebration. But the first call you made was your dad. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm fortunate. Not a lot of people get to eat dinner with their hero every night, and I'm not lying when I say that's There's a lot of things I wanted to be, whether it was a hockey player or whatever, but I really wanted to be Bob McCready, and I'm fortunate. I'm never going to get there because he's 10 times the driver I ever was, but I'm happy to be able to say that I could run with him and I could, you know, do him proud, and like I said, I was fortunate to be around my hero my whole life.
And he is indeed proud of you. Well, I'll tell you what, Tim McCready, we are certainly proud of you down here in the South, and I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to be with us. Just a wonderful interview, and it was really a pleasure having you on Dirt World tonight, buddy.
I appreciate you guys anytime. You know that. If you ever need anything, just fill some time. When you got nobody there, I'll be there.
All right. Tim McCready, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here on Dirt World. Tim, we'll see you in February.
Thanks, man. Good luck.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Well, if they developed anything with Richard Childress, it was certainly his interview skills.
Well,
Excellent interview.
I could tell you he's always been a great interview, and to be honest with you, Tim McCready is a good race car
There's
driver.
No doubt.
And I think he went around saying that, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with funds, but, you know, he didn't have a bad race in the asphalt deal. When he ran the Busch car, he kept the noses on it. He kept the fenders on it.
The way I got out of this was perhaps him not getting the shots that other people were getting within the same program.
Thank you.
Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, and he's got his head on straight. I mean, he's talking. Think about it, for him to stand there and say that you could take 11 guys that want to do it and go down there and do it and have to pay $200,000, you could do it. And I think he can do it with the people he has behind him. And like you said, all the people in New York, you know, all the guys, they all got together. This would be huge.
The Adirondack Assassins is what I'm going to start calling them. or Empire Saturday.
You say that when he hangs up.
I wasn't going to say it when he's on the line. Because I'll make the money on the T-shirts on that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll put Decker Fuller. I'll put Vic Coffey, Tim McCready. I'll put them all on there.
Go ahead.
Empire or Adirondack Assassins.
Either way.
Well, speaking of T-shirts, we still got a box full of Ocala and Volusia Speedway T-shirts. Simply put, all you have to do is email us at dirtworldshow, and I've been saying that, at yahoo.com. Dirtworldshow at yahoo.com. That's DirtWorldShow at yahoo.com. What else can I do?
Hey, Matt, you may not have to have the caps on or something. Maybe they got, maybe.
I don't know.
You know, talking to Tim McCready, I mean, that was a huge win for the at the topless for him, but a lot of people don't realize that he did win the Chili Bowl a few years ago, but we've talked to him a lot. We've had him on our Monday night show.
We partied with him. Come on.
We've had him
laid out there, dude.
But you look at, that's what I'm saying, you look at the wins, and he wins the topless, and then last Wednesday he finished second to Jimmy Owens at Bulls Gap.
They're hot.
Speaking of Jimmy Owens, we're going to have him when we come back from this break.
Absolutely. All right, folks, it's about 5 minutes, make it 6 minutes after 8 o'clock when we come back. It is the Newport Nightmare Award, the O Show, driver of that Lundquist chassis number 20. Out of Newport, Tennessee, Jimmy Owens. We'll be right back with more Dirt World.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Ben James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Oh, Timothy.
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10, just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
This is Shaw Smith, driver of the 17 SS Dirt Late Model. Central Sheds and Trailers Champion for 2007. And you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Armed with your trusty marker, you do the impossible. Make an incredibly dirty place even dirtier.
Scribble it down now.
Your jokes make us pee our pants. Lucky for us, they're down around our ankles.
Yeah!
You answer our most vexing question. Whatever happened to the man from Nantucket?
Oh, that's a good one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh ruler of the rhyme. Because when we're looking for a good time, we call you.
Oh, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Rider.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, race fans, we're back here. Dirt World, take it away, Joe.
Welcome back to Dirt World for our August 27th, 2008 installment with Billy the Kid. My name is Joe Dirt. Certainly glad to be back on board with you. Just a talent-packed program continuing right now. With us on the line, the driver out of Newport, Tennessee, of course, the 2007 World 100 winner, and picking up his eighth feature victory of 2008. in the Gant Appraisals Reese Monuments, Bloomquist prepared number 20, the Newport Nightmare, or the O Show, Jimmy Owens. Jimmy, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
It is certainly a pleasure. We were talking about Tennessee, and, you know, you guys, that seems to, obviously, that's the hotbed of late model racing, and, you know, you guys are working at the shop right now preparing this race car. This has been a very productive couple of weeks for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been got a little bit behind on some of our maintenance and stuff, and we'll be able to get things rolling a little better. And, you know, the next few weeks coming up, there's a lot of big shows and just trying to keep them stay ahead for all that stuff.
Jimmy, of course, we saw where you lost an engine. That's something that just never happens on this number 20 car. What happened in that deal?
I'm not real sure. You know, we sent the engine up there to see what happened and, you know, hadn't got a report back from our engine builder, Cornette, yet. And hopefully it'll be nothing too bad, but I don't think it's much left there. I kind of run it a lot harder because I thought I was having a lot of other issues, and little did I know the motor was blowing up.
that's tough. Well, of course, all the modified wins, you continue to manufacture the loose, gruff modified, and of course now in the Scott Bloomquist chassis, one of the first drivers other than Scott to be in that race car. How has that program worked out? It certainly has solidified your racetrack or your relationship with Scott Bloomquist, certainly.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been great. You know, Scott's been a big help. You know, our crew has been a big help. You know, Reese Monument and all them guys just coming together and giving us all the right stuff we need to race with. And, you know, we're luckily been able to get it going and do something with their equipment.
You know, 2007 was probably your best as a late model driver. 2008 started out as a big bang at the Super Bowl. And you've done just as well or close to just as well, but like you said, the next few weeks are huge in dirt racing. You know, 2 weeks from now, you have the World 100 again, and you are the defending champion. Tell us, what is that like, man?
You know, it's pretty crazy. You know, we're going back in there with I wouldn't say a lot of pressure on our shoulders, but, you know, we just want to concentrate and do good and make the race, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a lot bigger fan count and everything when we get there, so that's pretty cool.
So speaking of fan count, I think you had a fair share of fans before that. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you have a little trailer that travels around with you, and that thing just about sells out or pretty close to selling out of everything. And, you know, when you speak about a fan base, you come around to take the checkered flag, and half of them's fan and half of them's booing. What do you think about that deal?
That's pretty awesome. You know,
there's more cheer than there is booing, my friend. I promise you that.
Well, that's a good deal. You know, I like that, and you know, hopefully we can be one of the more favorite drivers out there. You know, Mike and Amy and them guys, they do a great job with a souvenir trailer, and you know, they're such a big help. And heck, everybody is. You know, you couldn't do this stuff without all your help and sponsors and all that stuff, and you know, the fans and all that stuff cheering for you, that's just, that makes my day. You know, I just, to know that you're going to be an inspiration to somebody is pretty awesome.
You know, at Volusia a few weeks ago, we had a kid from East Bay come over and run with us. His name is Josh Peacock, and he has a car number 21.
21, yeah.
But this is one of your old cars, and he still has the vinyl on it.
Yeah.
And it has that little, that signia, Jimmy Owens signia on the hood, and everybody comes up to me and goes, "Is that Jimmy Owens? Is that Jimmy Owens? Jimmy Owens is here?"
We said, "We wish."
Yeah. You know, but to see that kind of deal and people come up to you and say, "Man, that's Jimmy Owens' car."
Yeah,
man,
buddy.
Jimmy Owens got to be here somewhere.
Yeah,
and they think we're hiding Jimmy Owens underneath Josh Peacock here,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, I first ran into this car, seen this car a few years ago at East Bay for the crate deal. I know that's something that you usually run every year. And I mean, talk about that in the crate series when you come down and you'll run East Bay. You know, people don't understand. There's a big difference between them cars that you run with the crates and with the big motors in them. What's the difference transition there?
Oh man, you know, I wished I could figure that one out because I'd run a lot better in my supercar when I went down there.
Right.
We you know seem to do okay in the crates and.
Well, you won the crate race last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we won it last year. Then went down there for the super show and never made a show. Not nary night.
Oh.
That's pretty crazy, but, you know, the whole crate deal,
it's a fun deal. It's fun to race. It's a tough race. It's pretty competitive and tough. And you know, you just can't jump up and out motor somebody down a straightaway. Where like in your super stuff, it normally takes a lap or two to get by them, or right. one lap to get by them. And well, the crate stuff, it's going to take twice as long to get by somebody because you just can't blow by them.
I'm really not trying to put you in a hard predicament, but one last question I had, and then I'll leave you alone. You're one of only a few or a major amount that doesn't follow one traveling series. You can pick and choose the shows that you want to go to.
Uh-huh.
What I'm trying to ask here is, a lot of people might say, we've asked the drivers, like we asked Bloomer the same question. What's the feel like when you show up? What's the guys, do they treat you all the same, or do they like, oh, here's Jimmy, he didn't run with us yesterday because it was only 10,000 this time, you know? But they don't realize the night before you might have been doing something else.
You know, both series, every series we go to, they welcome you there and treat you like you're part of them. I haven't, you know, as far as that goes, it's a pretty cool deal. You know, they go out of their way to stop by and say hi and things like that, and thank you for coming and running with them. And, you know, it's a good deal. I mean, they're all real professional about it. And, you know, so far, at least they don't show to me that they have a problem.
But see, that's the way they're supposed to be, and that's what people don't understand. We had a thing down here where some drivers went from a track to another track in the same night, and it wasn't the way it should be. And the reason why I ask this question is because this is a whole lot bigger deal with you guys, where you guys go, you may run a Lucas Oil Series one night, you may run World of Outlaws Series the next night or 2 days later. And I just want the people around us to realize that no matter where you go in dirt racing, they open their arms to you. And I've seen this happen, and that's the reason why I asked you the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, each one, you know, we've all got our own schedules, and each driver, they'll bring their own, you know, little array of fans with them, too. So,
right.
You know, even though you're not with their series, yeah, you've got people that follow you, and they're, you know, they go to your website, and they'll go wherever you go, whether it's a World Outlaw show or not.
Right.
Folks, he is the 2002 UNP National Modified Champion, the, of course, over 450 modified and late model career victories. If you've got a question for Jimmy Owens, now is your chance. Email us at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. We've got Jimmy just a couple of more minutes before they get back to work on that Reese Monument number 20. Well, Jimmy, you've won the world. Now you want to live the dream. That's your next career goal, no doubt.
Yeah, that's pretty good race.
I'd
like to get in.
Yeah, that's, of course, another one of them. Of course, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and I guess this holds true for most competitive drivers, what your number one goal is, and it's simple, to win every track win every race you enter. That's not asking much.
No, not too bad. I mean, they say you can't win them all. Well, I say you can. We just ain't done it yet, or nobody else has.
Well, you know, here you go. JimmyOwens.com. Get all your Jimmy Owens apparel and hats and T-shirts. I've been on there a few times checking out the new
some
T-shirts.
Good stuff, man.
We got a whole new line of stuff coming out for the world, so that'll be pretty cool.
20 gear. Now, you don't have that posted up yet, right? That's going to debut at the World?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff here, folks. The some new T-shirts available. The Nightmare shirt, I think that's one of my favorites right
man,
there.
I don't think we got a connection going to the World this year. Last year, I got my Jimmy Owens shirt, my new Jimmy Owens shirt.
Wait a minute, Bill. You got Jimmy on the line, so there's your connection right there.
I know, but I usually get somebody to go to the trailer and buy them. Last year, I got one of them, the off-gray color one with the little green emblem in the middle.
Yeah.
We got to find somebody going, man.
Jimmy, how instrumental are you in these designs? Do they at least come to you and say, what do you think about this, Jimmy?
Every once in a while they'll come to me, and every once in a while they'll just throw something up.
They don't care if it's selling, bud. They just need you to wheel that car.
That's right.
Well, I'm not a real flashy kind of guy. To me, I'd have like a football jersey and have number 20 in my name across it.
Hey, speaking of football, who's your favorite team in the NFL, Jimmy?
Heck, I don't know. I don't watch that stuff enough. I'd probably have to go with the Cowboys or something.
All right, well, how about college? I know you're a Vol, right?
Hey, yeah, we'll have to be a Tennessee Vols fan.
Sorry about
that,
Bill.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. No, he's a Vol.
That's crazy.
Well, we take a look at the upcoming races. Billy talked about it earlier in the interview, Jimmy, but, you know, these are some biggies coming up for you here as they wrap up the 2008 campaign. Bulls Gap, your home track, you did very well there. Going to roll to Bluegrass, Tyler County, and, of course, Eldora, and back to Brownstown, Indiana,
uh-huh.
Knoxville. You guys racing all the way into September. You up for it, man?
Oh, I hope so. I was slacking there a week or two ago, but I think I've sucked the dust and doing a little better.
You just won the Bluegrass, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Won the Bluegrass over Bloomer.
Yeah, yeah, man.
One and awesome. One on one last Wednesday a week ago. You won at the Bulls Gap, and then 3 days later, the big winner in the Bluegrass, the Lucas Oil race Saturday night with Bloomer second, Darren Thriller Miller third, Pearson fourth, and Michael England fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so you fell into what?
Well,
my favorite part is when he said he's not a flashy guy. He walks around the pit with he'll have his driver suit on, and if it's cold, he'll have a jacket on, and that's it. With them hands in his pocket, he just walks around.
That's right. That's my man. Well, Jimmy, I tell you what, man, we can't thank you enough for being with us here on Dirt World tonight. You've made our program. There's no doubt about it, and we will certainly be watching you as we wrap up the 2008 season, and really a pleasure to have you, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Right,
good luck in the remaining schedule, and good luck in 2 weeks, man.
All right, thank you.
Yes, in the world. All right. Jimmy Owens checking in. Always a great guy. And, you know, the cool thing about Jimmy and Billy and I, we've experienced this. You walk up to the guy, stops what he's doing, talks to you, and he'll do that with anybody. And that's rare.
This ain't really when I was doing this Tennessee deal, this Crossville deal, the weekend I was in Brunswick for the Super Bowl, me and Jimmy sat on the back of his trailer, and we talked about Crossville Raceway for about 30 minutes. And
where were you?
We was in Brunswick at the Super Bowl of Motorsports.
Oh, in February, okay.
And I went to Jimmy and sat down and talked to him about this Crossville thing that was going on. And then when he came to Volusia, he asked me, he saw me, he said, how's things going? I said, things are going all right. Well, you know, maybe in the next month or so, everything will be working out. And we talked about it. But to sit down and talk to Jimmy Owens, man, and we didn't talk about the race cars. You know, we didn't sit down and talk about how he done last week. When I said something about Crossville and the things that were going on, he stopped and sat down with me and said, this is what the place needs. I think this could work. And he was very instrumental in helping me through that deal. And today when I talked to Jimmy on the phone, we talked about what some of the things that went wrong and why I'm back to Florida. And we talked about some other things. But if you ever sit down, like he said to us before the interview started, he's not a very good interviewer, but if you ever sit down and talk to him and get going just like we just did,
yeah, that's
talk to you all night. He's a great guy, man.
Yes, he is.
We've had Jimmy Owens on our other show a boatload of times.
We met Jimmy probably 7-8 years ago. He was in the Modified.
We have a recording that said, this is Jimmy Owens,
yeah,
winner of the 2007 World 100.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Trackside tonight.
He nailed it first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuck a microphone right in his face.
But
speaking of that, man.
Both interviews tonight. Tim McCready, that's a big win at baseball. I mean, missing last week's show, we got him on tonight. And I'm sure in 2 weeks, whoever wins the World 100, whether it be McCready, whether it be Bloomer, whether it be Jimmy Owens, no matter who it is, even if it's next Wednesday night's guest, we're going to have that guest the Wednesday after the World 100.
Definitely.
We're going to do everything we can to have it.
I think we've proven that we can, in fact, nail these guys down. And if we are doing the right thing, or if you feel we're not doing the right thing, we want to hear from you. And the way
you're pushing that email, why don't we just change the email address? Because it must not work or something. They must shut us down or something.
Folks, we really want to hear from you one way or the other. Hey, here we go.
We're going to get that. Who is it?
Here we go. I think this is.
Did it say,
I think it's from Jimmy Owens.
Is it a failure notice?
No. Oh, no, that's yours.
Yeah, see.
Oh, wait a minute.
Somebody's responding.
No, you know what somebody did?
Somebody forwarded back to
me. Man, it's too late, but they wanted to know. This is, of course, Dirt Racer number 20. Want to know why Jimmy only had 1/64th scale diecast made this year?
That's my buddy Sean out of Tennessee.
He's out of Tennessee. Now, you're involved heavily in diecast, so
yes,
you can tell Sean why only 1/64th was available.
I think that from talking to ADC, he talks to the guys at ADC just as much as I do. I think they just started out with a 1/64th to get going on it and go from there. But I think they're going to make a 1/24th scale before it's all said and done. I just think that with them making the World 100 winner last year and already doing a Jimmy Owens car before that, I don't think they wanted to push through them. So, but, you know, he's changed the colors from the green to the red, and now, you know, I just think that's what they're trying to settle up on. But
Sean, out of Tennessee, my friend, you are the recipient of a Dirt World Show Ocala Speedway.
His choice. We'll give him a choice.
Ocala Speedway T-shirt, Volusia Speedway Park T-shirt, or Country Boys Redneck Products. This is a nice a rub you could put on your chicken pork or beef.
I'll tell you how I met this guy, Sean, and he's a great guy. And he sent me an email about a Dylan Wood car and asked me if I knew where to get one. And I built him, made him one, and sent him, and Dylan gave him a T-shirt because this guy races dirt. He races late models in Tennessee. And
does he?
He was up there at a show and was three haulers down from Dylan and grew accustomed to like the way Dylan presented himself and the way they did things. But,
sure.
Good guy out of Tennessee, man.
Dirt Racer, just let us know if you want to drop us one more email. let us know which one of those three great prizes you'd like tonight.
If not, he'll call on the phone.
Yeah.
And he called right before we went on air and said, tell Jimmy I said hello.
Yeah, and you didn't do that.
Yeah, you know, I figured he'd tell him. He probably lives three doors down from him. How'd I
know? He'd know who he was. That'd have been a great little connection.
Hey, man, all you Tennessee people are kin, so what's
the
difference?
Right. Oh! My son just got home.
My bad.
Tennessee, man. I mean, we ain't got no Tebow and 11 disciples, but we got something for you.
What you got for us?
Not a damn thing.
My bad.
Not a damn thing. Speaking of that, football season kicking off. Billy, we've got 3 minutes here, or about 5 minutes, rather. Tennessee will host UCLA.
Monday night.
Tennessee.
I picked Tennessee by 12.
Good deal. Of course, NFL right around the corner, preseason already cranking up. Fantasy picks are taking place. I talked to Shane Andrews with the Advanced Auto Parts Super Dirt Series this afternoon. He was on his way to a fantasy pick. Blind draw. I asked him what pick he had. He had no idea.
You know what? That's one of them deals where you don't find out until you get there. We did a draft last night when I got there. They said I was picking seventh, ended up picking sixth. That is, it's a blind draw. That's one of them deals where you play in the league and there's no keepers and you get to pick from everybody that's left. So it's not too bad. It depends on what pick you have. And matter of fact, when I get out here tonight, I got a draft on the internet at 9 o'clock.
What do you got? What do you like, three or four of them?
I usually play about 9 or 10 leagues.
9 or 10?
Yeah. Last year I played 9 leagues, and out of the 9 leagues, I won 6 of them, so it wasn't too bad.
Not bad at all.
Run, Ricky, run.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, forget about Ricky.
Oh, my.
You guys can pick Ricky. He'll still be there when I'm done.
Yeah. Jack, where are you going this weekend?
I'm going absolutely nowhere.
Nothing wrong with that.
You can always come to Volusia and spend time with us. I mean,
I actually am considering that. If I go anywhere, it will be to Volusia. But as of right now, I plan to spend some time with my family.
Well, enjoy your time
good
off
deal,
and have a good weekend. And don't forget, man, Volusia Speedway Park Saturday night, 3,000 win late models, along with the other five divisions, should be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be big. And once again, you know, for upcoming information on. Remaining events for 2008, visit the website at VolusiaSpeedwayPark.com. And again, only 15 miles west of 95 on State Road 40 in Barberville, or only 5 miles east of State Road 17 on State Road 40 in Barberville. We are in action Saturday night. Friday night, free practice.
Joe, you and Billy, after we get out of here and the full long version of when the levee breaks is done,
nice.
We have Tanya... Moschel and Mike Peters combined talking about from a show a few weeks ago on Real Racing USA, talking about the upcoming sprint deal over there at Volusia and at Ocala.
Central Florida Sprint Car Challenge, Jack, that's going to be big, and giving all of these sprint cars an opportunity to race for some good money. That's $5,000, isn't it, Bill?
No, it's only like $1,000 to win each night.
$1,000 to win each night.
I believe that's what it is. And,
I don't know where I was going.
Either way, that's good money for them guys, and it's going to be huge. I mean, if you can't make it to, Ocala Speedway, no racing this Saturday or this Friday. We're back in action on the 5th. If you can't make it out to Volusia, visit some dirt track.
Henry County racing, or are they shut down still?
I was talking to somebody today and said that Henry County got pretty messed up with the storm, so they're probably putting stuff back together. I don't know if they're racing or not.
Yeah, they're not open yet.
How about East Bay, Jack? They back in action?
They're supposed to be this week.
Okay, and of course, Golden Isles.
Golden Isles, no racing this weekend. They have a motorcycle rally.
Swainsboro, 10,000 to win hobby stock race. See Doughboy.
Yeah.
That's it, folks. And we Lake City, North Florida. Phil should be back in action up there.
And Putnam County Speedway should be back. Yeah, I know
Putnam
everybody
County,
was rained out last week,
yeah.
But no matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely. So. I want to thank certainly Tim McCready for joining us here tonight. Jimmy Owens, a couple of great interviews. We look forward to bringing you more talent next Wednesday night here on Dirt World. That will be September 5th. And information
on... September 5th or Friday?
That will be September...
Don't try to guess.
3rd.
Just get us out of it.
September 3rd. September 5th is when I start my
last
day.
Thanks to Jack.
Thank you to Jack Smith and, of course, DirtRacerUSA.com. That's right. Yeah, we want to thank everybody for being on board here tonight. Billy, thank you, man.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Always a pleasure.